It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hope you're having a good Thursday. Coming up, John Talty's going to join us. National College Sports Reporter for CBS. Some changes in college football we got to talk about, and we will, with John coming up in about 10 minutes. Meanwhile, Bill Polian's son, his name's Brian, has come out in defense of his father, who Bill Polian discussed his vote for Bill Belichick in the Hall of Fame and the selection process on Sirius and other places, Mike, after he caught a lot of criticism. And Brian says, "My father is a public figure and polarizing. I understand and accept that. However, what has happened over the last couple of days is not right. The facts and the truth are important." So he comes out and basically is talking about all these shows. First Take, Schefter, Bill Simmons, Dan Le Batard, that have been critical, Mike, and he goes on, Stephen A., right. There's a bunch of shows about how this played out for Bill Polian. His son is coming out in defense, but look, what has happened here, and Mike, I don't know if you agree with this, Polian has become the face of this event.
Yes, and maybe what's wrong with it if you are in Belichick's corner, but to go and say something like, you know, I can't remember with 100% certainty whether I vote, there's only like six guys on this ballot. You know, I mean, you can't say with 100% certainty whether you voted. He said he was 95% sure he voted for Bell. Okay, well, take some more ginkgo biloba, Bill. I know you know spring chicken, but I mean, come on.
Does that stuff work, by the way?
I don't know. You taking those brain pills? I take something I get over the counter at Publix.
I've tried. I don't know if it helps with your memory. Because, right, you're supposed to be memory. Is that right?
Yes.
Something like that.
I just, because, you know, Carl always laughs. There'll be like a name, and it's like a splinter in my brain, like that line from The Matrix, and I'll butcher a name, and I'll lock in, and I'll always juxtapose a guy's name.
Yeah.
The steak does it, like, well, 50 times during the show. It's one of those things, so I try to take the brain pills to prevent myself. I hope it's working.
I do, too.
I hope it's working.
Like, I've tried some of that stuff. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, all these supplements these days, I mean, you can take something for everything.
How many pills you take in a day? How many vitamins, everything? How many things you take in the morning? Not as much as that dude on the Netflix special. He's taking like 6,000 pills a day.
No, but I do take, I mean, look, I'm being on DC, all that, right. Like, I do take a lot of stuff. I'm not going to lie, probably 10 pills?
I think I'm in over a dozen. I got a dozen bottles on the little whirly gig I got in the bathroom.
Zinc. I'm taking all this stuff.
Like, you get your vitamin D from the sun, even on a cold day. You don't get out there in the sun.
Yeah.
But still, I'm with you. Yeah.
No, I take quite a bit. Now you got me thinking. I'm going to go home and be like,
I can't remember how many vitamins I took. I might need more memory pills. Day-Day, are you one of those vitamin freaks?
I wouldn't say freak, but I do take vitamin D. And vitamin C, I will like, because I'm a germaphobe. I don't like, I just hate being sick. I don't like to catch colds.
I take like a Zycam every morning. Yeah, one of those things. Just, you never,
well, that's the other thing I didn't used to take, and now I do, is the damn allergy pill every day.
Yeah,
right
now, my kids, they got to take the allergies.
Yeah,
stuff.
Man, I take that. But yeah, this whole memory thing, I don't know.
But anyway, so Polian, he could claim I'm getting old. Well, then we're going to take the vote away from
his. Right, right.
But it just two things. Again, it can be true. He's the greatest coach to ever dress out, but he's also a cheater. And there was going to be, in the minds of some fans, we just forgot about it. We just focused on his girlfriend and all the silliness in his life since he left the Patriots.
Yep.
And, of course, and before that, the bigger debate was him versus Brady. What does him do without Brady? But this thing still stuck, I guess, in the craw of a lot of folks, at least 10 or 11 voters who said no. But you can't make it personal. That's what the NFL released, or the Hall of Fame, I should say, released.
Okay.
But good luck with that.
No, I was going to say, that's unrealistic. Let me tell you why Barry Bonds is not in the Hall. It's personal. Has nothing to do with whether he was the greatest player of his era. Ask about him. Ask the people who pitched against him. Ask the people who played against him. This is personal. And Mike, I don't know how you keep that human bias out of this when it comes to a guy like Belichick. And let me say this, too. Whether it's fair or unfair, Mike, if we're boys and I had an encounter with Belichick and he was a jerk, and I tell you, fellow member of the media,
right,
man, Belichick was a jerk, bro. Like, let me tell you what happened. You may not ever speak with him, but fast forward, and now you have a vote whether you've dealt with him or not, and many of those guys in the room did not. Of course you know about his career, mm-hmm, but not everybody in the room covered Bill Belichick for the 20 years he was in New England. A lot of this, Mike, is just secondhand stories and things that have happened, and okay, and then the things that we know about, which we discussed extensively on this show yesterday, you take all of that into account. Good luck putting taking the human side of this right out of it when it's almost impossible to say, all right, yeah, I know his credentials are there, but you know what, Manny, I know a bunch of guys he treated like a jerk, and I don't know.
Yeah, and I saw, you know, there was another guy that I want to say it was either in Arizona or I think it was Arizona. And he put his ballot out there and he said, I voted for Ken Anderson. And Ken Anderson is kind of like...
Why? Because he felt guilty?
And L.C. Green, what I love with the Steelers.
I do too.
But I mean, why? Because they waited longer?
That was the excuse.
That was the excuse. And by the way, Ken Anderson is like Jim Hart. I mean, went to a Super Bowl. Ken Anderson, great. For older, younger guys, you won't remember him. You know, the Bengals team, he was a quarterback, took a beating for years, and finally they got good, lost to San Francisco, Joe Montana and Bill Walsh's first Super Bowl win. But he's kind of like a Philip Rivers, you know, in that sense. And of course, none of the passing yards will match up with today's game, Carl, because the game changed. But yeah, okay, good pull, and you feel for the older guys. But Belichick's first ballot. But you know, that's the thing. Even if you take the cheating, I would think if I was an NFL voter, even with the cheating, he still won 7 Super Bowls, 5 as a head coach, 2 as a defensive coordinator. Unless you feel, Carl, and you're privy to the information that he was working on the margins his entire career, and he never stopped cheating.
No doubt. As we're talking about this, I want you to hear Tom Brady. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here is what Tom Brady said about his former coach not being a first ballot Hall of Famer.
If he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer, there's really no coach that should ever be a first ballot Hall of Famer, which is completely ridiculous because people deserve it. And he's incredible. There's no coach I'd ever want to play, I'd rather play for. If I'm picking one coach to go out there to win a Super Bowl, give me one season, I'm taking Bill Belichick.
Okay. I mean, obviously, what else is he going to say? Come on.
He's a bum. You
know, I mean, come on. But Belichick, but Brady, and now Brady, of course, is stepping up for his guy who treated him like crap.
He did.
That's out there, guys. You can read up on it. I mean, documented. The New England media was all over it. He treated everybody like, see, that's the other side. The golden rule does count for something. How you do unto others as, you know the drill. But that's not what the voting's supposed to be about. According to the mandate from the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, look, it's going to be interesting to see, again, if there are wholesale changes across the board. Other things that are happening, Bo Nix says he'll have absolutely no issues when he returns from his injury. Did you guys see this where Sean Payton was like, it wasn't a matter of if, it was when? Like, he had this predisposition, I guess, of some kind of injury or bones or something. And this was going to happen, Mike. Whether it happened in that championship game, it was bound to happen as doctors got in there and were like, oh, this was going to happen for you. So he says he'll be back, and look, it won't have any issues with him returning and getting ready for camp.
And Sean Payton, now, is he just, boy, is he in a bitter pill mood. You see this stuff coming out of Sean Payton's mouth? Well, yeah, I think Bo's kind of predisposed to that kind of injury.
He's blaming everybody. I want to say he's blaming. He fired a couple of guys on his staff, but I feel like, Mike, he's catching heat for the first. Everybody's been like, oh, Sean's such a genius, and this is great. And then that game happened, and everybody's like, yeah, you kind of blew it.
Joe Lombardi, the OC, goes, yeah, Payton was in one of those moods where he felt like some changes needed to be made. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're the
he had a bad taco?
It's a snowy day. You know the under was the play, and you got Jared Stidham at quarterback. And you decided to go forward to the three. And then you fire everybody on the staff and start throwing. And just, that's why, look, Sean Payton, another guy like Belichick, tremendous football, not mine. Genius. Absolute weasel. Absolute just ethics bypass at birth.
Josh Allen also had a procedure Monday. Says he had a broke bone in his foot, which he re-aggravated against the Browns. So he'll be fine, and we know Joe Brady's going to be the new coach there. And then also, this is something that I think we're going to be watching the entire offseason into the season next year. Todd Monken and how this situation plays out with Shedeur Sanders. Because, Mike, you already have folks on social media going in, professionals, in the business, going in on Todd Monken and how he's going to handle this. I don't know what people want, how they want Shedeur to be coached. I don't know. And I don't know if Todd Monken will have success there. But I am curious, just as a sidebar, Mike, to kind of peek over there and go, hey, what's going on with the Browns? Because if it's a crap show, it just is another testament to what Kevin Stefanski was going through.
Now, just to wrap up, you know, the Cleveland debacle, you know, and they'll be watching Stefanski to see how he does here. And we might, again, all the things we've said about our organization being dysfunctional until Arthur finally, you know, basically got the Sportology guys to kind of roto-rooter all the nonsense out of the system. Maybe we'll be have it together. But Cleveland, now the word comes out, nah, they did have the test, but not everybody had to do the essay, but there was an essay. And they're trying to, because they know how bad that looks. And then you find out that they recommended the passing game coordinator from the Rams, but Haslam wouldn't sign off on it.
Nope.
And Haslam said, so basically they presented with all the information. He goes, I'm going with that guy, and he's going with Monken. So we'll see. And they still believe that Deshaun Watson can come in and battle for that job with Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel.
So I know we had a lot of discussions about the Raiders and who they might hire. They're still sitting there. But Mike, Clint Kubiak apparently is going to do an interview over the weekend for their head coaching job.
If he pulls a Ben Johnson, it sounds like they're screwed. I mean, if he goes back to the Seahawks.
Because it feels like they're waiting. And maybe there is some connection there with him and Brady. We don't know. I have no idea. But we've been talking about this Kubiak thing, and now all of a sudden the Raiders are going to have another interview, or they plan at least having an interview with Kubiak. All right, we'll see where that goes, because they have the number one overall pick.
What's your plan B?
I have no idea.
And Raheem may get the Arizona job.
Correct. Yep. I, if you're the Raiders, I don't know. I won't say it's slim pickings, Mike, but when you start talking about, do we have a guy foundationally that we feel like can be here and help build this thing and get it where it needs to be, or are we talking about another gap coach? Are we talking about the Raiders firing another coach in a year and a half, and then, oh, well, we wanted to get this guy?
Or is Mike McDaniel going to say, I'm sorry, I'm leaving the Chargers again for another interview to go be a head coach? I don't know. Tom Brady's, if what the reports are accurate, you read that he is riding shotgun on this thing.
Yeah, McDaniel's not going to. He did you see his presser he had with the Chargers a little bit? He was like, I'm not an opening statement kind of guy. Well, we got that when you were in Miami. We kind of picked up on that already.
You know, bro. I mean, winning is like as a concept, as a construct. You know, to win is what we all aspire for. How do we win, though? Do we win when we win? Or can we lose and win?
That's a very interesting moment.
He did an interview, like a little Q&A thing.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. Oh, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night,
pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Before after he got hired with the PR people, the staff from the Chargers.
Yeah.
And one of the questions he asked, he's like, what's your daily routine? He goes, I like to do everything that avoids human interaction.
Yeah,
he's before I deal with humans.
Recluse, man.
You know, time is a flat circle. And in another parallel universe, I may have already won the Super Bowl with the Chargers.
Yeah, you might have. Hey, man, 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com.